December 28, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Continuous conversion. Except ye be converted, and become as little children. Matthew 18:3. These words of our Lord are true, and our initial conversion, but we have, these words of our Lord are true of our initial conversion, but we have to be continuously converted all the days of our lives, continually to turn to God as children. If we trust to our wits instead of God, we produce consequences for which God will hold us responsible. Immediately our bodies are brought into new conditions by the providence of God. We have to see that our natural life obeys the dictates of the Spirit of God. Because we have done it once is no proof that we shall do it again. The relation of the natural to the spiritual is one of continuous conversion, and it is the one thing we object to. In every setting in which we are put, the Spirit of God remains unchanged and His salvation unaltered, but we have to put on the new man. God holds us responsible every time for refusing His willful obstinacy. Our natural life must not rule. God must rule in us. The hindrance of our spiritual life is that we will not be continually converted. There are wedges of obstinacy where our pride spits at the throne of God and says, I won't. We deify independence and willfulness and call them by the wrong name. What God looks on as obstinate weakness, we call strength. There are whole tracts of our lives which have not yet been brought into subjection, and it can only be done by this continuous conversion. Slowly but surely, we can claim the whole territory for the Spirit of God. That's the end of Oswald's text. The continuous conversion is like a process of growing closer to another in any relationship. The more we nurture a relationship, the better it becomes. The more we express affection and adoration for another, the more they would be drawn to us, the closer the relationship can become. And the same is true with God. Yet we pursue God in the wrong ways. We pursue God by picking up and reading His Word and studying and trying to figure out what His will is and how He wants us to pray or what He wants us to pray for, instead of picking up His Word and letting His Spirit interpret to us what the God of the universe wants to speak to us. His character and His nature is all about relationship. His character and His nature is all about loving relationship. And His character and His nature is to always be blessing and doing things in us, to us, and through us that will draw us closer to Himself. He's constantly courting us. All we need to do is look for His overtures of love toward us in Scripture, and see His affection pour upon us and be drawn by it. Our continual conversion is that we would do this more and more, meditating more and more, as David, the psalmist, did, until we really understand and appreciate the deep affection of God for us. The more we practice the pursuit of God's heart, the more we practice the awareness of His presence and His loving kindness over us, the more we will be drawn into intimacy with Him. It's a process that should continue, and the more we court God and the more we receive His courtship and His overtures of love for us, the closer we become. Our prayers become like His prayers because we think like He thinks. We eat, sleep, and breathe to be in His presence. And as we go about our daily tasks, we allow Him to participate in them with us. The objective would be to have Him participate in every single detail of our lives, every single moment we live and breathe. Then and only then are we truly one with the Father, as Jesus prayed for us.